One of the few benefits of being a long liver is to be gifted with remarkable powers of healing and recuperation from injury. Almost within the hour, the self-inflicted wound to my scalp stopped oozing blood and began to dry up and shrivel away. And before we reached the estuarine mouth of the Nile, where it debouched into the great Middle Sea, the whip, welts, bruises, and other injuries inflicted upon me by the dreadful Doug and his minions had healed completely, leaving my skin smooth and glowing with health, like that of a young man again. During the ensuing long days, as we rode northwards down the river towards the sea, the prince and I had plenty of time to renew our acquaintance. The next pressing decision we had to make was to decide our ultimate destination once we had left Egypt. It seemed that Rameses had conceived the horrifying notion of sailing out through the rocky gates of Hathor, at the end of the world, just to see what lay beyond them. I knew very well what lay beyond. The great nothingness lay beyond. If we were so ill-advised as to take that course, we would simply drop off the end of the world and fall in darkness through all eternity. "How do you know that is what will happen to us?" Rameses demanded of me. "Because nobody has ever returned from beyond the gates," I explained quite reasonably. "How do you know that?" he wanted to know. "Name me one who has," I challenged him. "Siva of Hispan." "I have never heard of him. Who was he?"
"He was a great explorer. My great-grandfather met him."
"But did you ever meet him?"
"Of course not. He died long before I was born."
"So your great-grandfather told you about him?"
"Well, not really. You see, he also died before I was born. My own father told me the story of Senebsen."
"You know how much I respect the memory of your father. However, I never had the opportunity to discuss this Senebsen's travels with him. Moreover, I doubt I would have been sufficiently convinced by third-hand accounts of what lies beyond the gates to take the risk of travelling there myself."
Most fortuitously, I had a dream 2 nights later.